Welcome to the Jazz Show on Backspace. I'm Kaylee Ford. I'm so excited for the show. You're listening to They Can't Take That Away From Me by Billie Holiday. Next up is I Should Not Be Seeing You by Connie Conway. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Can never be you and I too. together. I should not want to be around you, nor should you want to be around me. It's all because of that feeling, the feeling the first time we met. If you knew how blue, how lonely I have come to be, you would do your utmost to destroy that feeling for me. I should not be thinking of you, nor should you be thinking of me. We know that it can never be, you and I together. Be thinking of you, nor should you be thinking of me. We know that it can never be.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was I Should Not Be Seeing You by Connie Conway. Next up is the Mills Brothers. The Mills Brothers, sometimes billed the Four Mills Brothers, and originally known as the Four Kings of Harmony, were an African-American jazz and pop vocal quartet who made more than 2,000 recordings that sold more than 50 million copies and garnered at least 36 gold records. The Mills Brothers were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1998. Here's their song, How Am I Doin'? Hey, Hey.
Now I know a gal named Sadie Green, the hottest gal in New Orleans. She loves to dance, she loves to sing. Say she take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, when the band would play, Miss Sadie'd go on that floor and this is what she say. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twa, twa. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, shaw. Now I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I should do good. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
Boom, boom, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, tweet, 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 twa, twa. How am I doing?
Hey, hey,
oh, gee, baby, show. I only meant to do a little bit. You done made me like it and I just can't quit. How am I doing?
Hey, hey,
oh, tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, nyan, nyan, nyan. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, shaw. I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best come round. Now, how am I doing, boy?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, nyan, nyan, nyan.
How we doing?
Hey, hey. Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How we doing?
Hey, hey. Oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, shaw.
How we doing?
Hey, hey. Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How we doing?
Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How we doing?
Oh, oh, gee, baby, you're sure. Happy diddle diddle low.
Oh, happy diddle diddle low.
Oh, me.
Wop, wop, wop,
how we doing? La, 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 la.
beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly give this earth for you. To prove my love, dear, and it's worth for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. Oh. Without the words, dear, it's my command. I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours. Oh, what more can I say? I'd lie for you, die for you. I'd pull the stars down from the skies for you. If that ain't love, it's gonna have to do. Until the real thing comes along. Talk to me, boys, talk to me.
Until the Real Thing Comes Along by Man Holliner and Ellie Freeman. Next up is Minnie the Moocher, which is a song that I can't possibly not play on a jazz show because I play it every time I play some sort of jazz set. But Minnie the Moocher is a jazz song first recorded in 1931 by Cab Calloway and his orchestra, selling over 1 million copies. Minnie the Moocher is most famous for its nonsensical ad-lib scat lyrics, for example, Heidi, 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 ho. In performances, Calloway would have the audience and the band members participate by repeating each scat phrase in a form of call and response until making it too fast and complicated for the audience to replicate it. Minnie the Moocher was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and in 2019 was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry as culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress. It has been argued that the record was the first jazz record to sell 1 million copies. Here it is, Minnie the Moocher by Cab Calloway.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide. Yeah! loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 hidey. About the King of Sweden, he gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hide, 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 hide.
By Duke Ellington, Benny Berrigan, Jimmy Dorsey, and Fats Waller. Next up is Havin' a Ball by Wayne C. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
was Texas Chatter by Harry James. Next up is Shout Sister Shout by Lucky Melinder. Lucius Venable, Venable, I think, Lucky Melinder, was an American rhythm and blues and swing band leader. Although he could not read or write music, did not play an instrument, and rarely sang, his showmanship and musical taste made his band successful. His group was said to have been the greatest big band to play rhythm and blues, and gave work to a number of musicians who later became influential at the dawn of the rock and roll era. He was inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame in 1986. This is his song, Shout Sister Shout. Enjoy.
It's all about.
Now listen, everybody, to the precious word. I'm gonna do some chirping, and I ain't no bird. That's a reason for living, a reason for dying, a reason why a woman starts crying, a reason for a mole, a reason for a dimple, but there ain't no reason why a man's so simple.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Shout, sister, shout. I'm
telling you.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
That's a way to be brilliant, a way to be a fool, a way to get to heaven, a serve the golden rule. A way to get a sweetheart, a way to get a wife, but the day you quit me, brother, that's the way you lose your life.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Shout, sister, shout.
Oh, boy!
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
That's a reason for a mountain, a reason for a hill, a reason why a doctor gives a patient a pill, a reason to dance, a reason to sing, but there ain't no reason why a band can't swing.
I can understand the birds and I can understand the bees. Sister, I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
I can understand my dog.
And I can understand your cat.
Well, fill me full of rhythm. Can you understand that?
I got you covered, sister.
Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
That was Shout Sister Shout by Lucky Melinder. Next up is an interesting song. I'm sure that a lot of you all know Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby by the Beatles. However, I found out yesterday that that actually is a cover. So Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby borrows from a song with the same title, chorus and verses, written in the mid-1930s by Alabama-born country songwriter Rex Griffin. Griffin recorded the song for Decca Records in 1936 under the name Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. Roy Newman and his boys recorded a song with the same title in 1938, and this is that version of the song by Roy Newman.
Come in this morning at the break of day, Paul turned over and I heard Ma say, now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Come in this morning about a half past four, a dozen gals parked in my front door. Now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Now if I try baby. If I was trying to be my baby. If I was trying to be my baby now. We ride around in the limousine. She punches everything but the gasoline. Now if I was trying to be my baby. If I was trying to be my baby. If I was trying to be my baby now. If I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Come in this morning at the break of day, Paul turned over and I heard Ma say, now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now.
Why Do I Love You, done by Jerome Kern and Snub Mosley. Next up, Helen Forrest was an American singer of traditional pop and swing music. She served as the, quote, girl singer for three of the most popular big bands of the swing era, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James, thereby earning a reputation as the voice of the name bands. This is her singing I'd Be Lost Without You.
Thank you. be lost without you. Giving you my heart was my tribute to you. Just like a ship that sails the ocean blue, cruising along on a course that's untrue, facing all the hazards that all mariners do. What would I do without a skipper like you? You're part of my heart, you inspire me to do. Things in life that I've wanted to do. Oh, let's take on Cupid as a part of our crew. Set our sails, cruise along with happiness in view. Can't you see, sweetheart, I'd be lost without you.
Hear from you at all, but still I'm trying to be true. You said you'd always love me, dear, that you'd always want me near. That's why I'm trying to be true. Now it's been so long since you've been gone, I'm tired of hanging on to my promise to you. Now I'm going out and have some fun. I'm sure that I can find someone who will show me I've been a fool for being true to you.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, so such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Lullaby to a Dream by Benny Carter and his orchestra. Before that was Trying to Be True by Modern Mountaineers. Moving right along, Lena Mary Calhoun Horn was an American singer, dancer, actress, and civil rights activist. Horn's career spanned over 70 years, appearing in film, television, and theater. Horn joined the chorus of the Cotton Club at the age of 16 and became a nightclub performer before moving to Hollywood. This is Lena Horn singing Good for Nothing Joe.
Slow. I guess I'll close up shop and go home to Joe. I know he won't be glad to see me without a penny to the good. But I'm not caring much what happens. The best I could. He's just good for nothing, Joe. But oh, I love him so. Guess I'd die if good for nothing, Joe, ever tried to leave me flat. Oh, yes, I'm certain of that. Folks truth I know can't understand why I must have that man. Lord, he sends me like nobody can. Ain't a woman just like that. I wouldn't mind doing what I'm doing. I'd beat these streets till but when it's slow and I go home to him, instead of sympathy, he's just as mean as can be. Still, there's nothing I can do, because I love him so. I'd be good for nothing too.
If I Didn't Love You by Lil Green. Now, I'm sure everyone knows the famous scene of Gene Kelly performing Singing in the Rain in the 1952 film Singing in the Rain. But actually, this song is a lot older than that, which I did not know. Singing in the Rain is a song with lyrics by Arthur Freed and music by Nacio Herb Brown, published in 1929. It is unclear exactly when the song was written. It has been claimed that the song was performed as early as 1927, which is years before the musical came out. The song is a centerpiece of the musical film of the same name, Singing in the Rain, which was suggested by the song according to the film's title credits. So little fun fact for you there. This is the original Singing in the Rain by Nacio Herb Brown.
Oh, I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? 'Cause I'm living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. With a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Twilight in Tehran by Buck Ram. Next up, Coleman Randolph Hawkins, nicknamed Hawk and sometimes Bean, was an American jazz tenor saxophonist, one of the first prominent jazz musicians on his instrument. As Joachim E. Barron explained, there were some tenor players before him, but the instrument was not an acknowledged jazz horn. Hawkins biographer John Chilton described the prevalent styles of tenor saxophone solos prior to Hawkins as, quote, mooing and rubbery belches. Hawkins cited as influences Happy Caldwell, Stump, Evans, Evans, and Prince Robinson, although he was the first to tailor his method of improvisation to the saxophone rather than imitate the techniques of the clarinet. Hawkins' virtuosic, arpeggiated approach to improvisation with his characteristic, rich, emotional, loud, and vibrato-laden tonal style was the main influence on a generation of tenor players that included Chu Berry, Charlie Barnett, Tex Bennick, Ben Webster, Vito Musso, and a whole other list of names. And this is Coleman Hawkins with Rainbow Mist. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I had a really great time. This has been Backspace. I'm Kaylee Ford. I will be back next week, Friday at 9. What else? Next up is When My Man Comes Home by Ella Johnson. I hope you enjoy. I hope that you enjoy the different original covers of songs that we know today to be very different. It's really cool to listen to. Anyways, I will see you next week. This has been Backspace on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.